Gallup, 800 million people want to migrate to US or Europe. By Neil Munro on February 1, 2023. Roughly 800 million people worldwide want to migrate into homes and jobs in America or Europe, according to a Gallup survey announced on January 31. In 2021, 16% of adults worldwide, which projects to almost 900 million people, said they would like to leave their own country permanently, Gallup reported. Just under 1 in 5 potential migrants, 18%, or about 160 million adults worldwide, named the U.S. as their desired future residence, the report said. That inflow would add one migrant for every employee in the United States. Their migration would spike investor profits, but would also slash wages and spike housing costs for hundreds of millions of Americans and Europeans. That huge wealth shift would also make it much harder for U.S. and European families to buy homes and have children. The 16% who want to migrate has jumped up from 12%, or 750 million, in 2018. The new figures are based on 2021 interviews with nearly 127,000 adults in 122 countries, Gallup reported. The highest share of would-be migrants now lives in southern Africa and the countries south of Mexico, according to the Gallup report. 37% of those huge populations, or 1 in 3, want to quit their countries, mostly for the United States. The leading edge of those global migrants is being welcomed into the United States by President Joe Biden. Once welcomed, the migrants use cell phones to display their success to their left-behind home country peers. The young populations of these poor countries are growing rapidly, likely growing the number of would-be migrants over the next few years. For example, roughly 40% of people in sub-Saharan Africa are aged between 0 and 14, according to Statista.com. But few of these countries' young people will be able to get good jobs in their home countries, partly because the US and European countries make minimal job-creating investments in these countries. Investment Monitor reported in January 2022. China is set to dominate Africa's foreign direct investment FDI landscape during the next decade and is in the process of diversifying its investments away from mining and infrastructure to service industries, including scientific research and technology services, transport, warehousing and postal services. Western countries will begin to notice the opportunities in Africa, but within the period leading to 2030, China will remain the dominant investor on the continent, says Ndudi Osakwe, principal consultant at IBG Nigeria. The truth is, China often overlooks governance issues in host countries. Therefore, governments in Africa, most of whom are favored by the Chinese style of doing business, would continue to patronize China in the short to medium term while watching closely the face-off between China and the West, especially the US with whom there is an economic supremacy war. Many US investors are reluctant to send their investment money into chaotic countries. Instead, they prefer that those countries' young populations take the risk of migrating to the investors' safe investments in the United States. Many Democrats also prefer compliant migrants over outspoken Americans, and President Joe Biden has allowed roughly 5 million people to migrate into the United States since early 2021. Now, more than ever, we're short of workers, Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, said on the Hill at a press conference, which was intended to tout several draft amnesties for illegal migrants. The Democrats' Senate leader continued. We have a population that is not reproducing on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers, illegals who were brought in by their parents, get a path to citizenship for all 11 million, or however many undocumented there are here. Emphasis added. The federal government has long operated an economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because it allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.